two new releases remind us of the immense talent of Ted Hawkins, who died 3 years ago of a stroke at the age of 59. The first is Rhino Records' The Ted Hawkins Story, Suffer No More, a collection of homemade singles, previously unreleased music, and a survey of songs Hawkins put on major labels. The second new CD is Ted Hawkins' The Final Tour on Evidence Records. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of this live album, recorded in Los Angeles in 1994.
This is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top of the hill on that ladder of success. You got to know somebody, you got to know somebody, you got to find somebody to take the wheel.
Ted Hawkins' song Ladder of Success is a perfect example of what an original, constantly surprising artist he was. Most folky performers promote a quaint, insular idealism that has little connection with reality. Skepticism is seen as a form of cynicism that goes against the acoustic grain. Yet here was Hawkins building a warm folk song around the cold idea that to make it, you, quote, got to know somebody, that you have to have connections. This was, to say the least, inspiringly hard-headed, coming from a man who made most of his living sitting on a milk crate in Venice Beach, California, strumming solo while wearing a glove on his left hand so it wouldn't bleed, and hoping passersby would fill up his guitar case with change.
I had a strange conversation. My baby called me on the phone. She said that your next lover's gonna be the blue. Oh, steady, I'm gonna be gone. Day's gonna be dark as the night, and things just won't be going just right.
The Rhino Records collection Suffer No More is a good survey of Hawkins' career, but it's the Evidence Records release, The Final Tour, that conveys the full range and soulfulness of Ted Hawkins. Profiles of Hawkins often alluded to a variety of problems, from mental breakdowns to a history of petty crime and a stint on a chain gang. Hawkins said his mother was an alcoholic, and I think that's a key to his personality one way or another. Certainly, I think his most powerful performance was of country music's greatest song about the lure of the bottle, Webb Pierce's 1953 masterpiece, There Stands the Glass, a song that Hawkins invariably commenced with a mighty bellow that instantly got to the heart of alcoholic agony. I think it should be played at the start of every meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous as a kind of admonitory anthem.
That will ease all my pain, that will settle in my brain. Here's my first one today. There stands the glass that will hide all my tears, that will drown all my fears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I'm wondering, do you think of me in my misery? There stands the glass.
Ted Hawkins was open to all sorts of music, folk, country, the blues, and in his vocal phrasing, the gospel soul of Sam Cooke and Otis Redding. His lyrics had a simplicity that occasionally didn't transcend clichés, but he often put those cliches across as drama in performance, which is why I think this live album is his best showcase. It was unencumbered by the studio musicians that got in the way of a well-intentioned studio album like The Next 100 Years, put out by Geffen Records the year before he died.
Good morning, my darling, I'm telling you this to let you know that I'm sorry you're sick. Your tears of sorrow won't do you no good. I'd be your doctor if only I could. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. I swim the ocean of the deepest canal to get to you, darling, just to make you well. There's no place on earth I would have hastened to go to cool the fever. This I want you to know. What do you want?
In the years before he died, Hawkins had achieved a measure of success. LA musicians like Michael Penn and John Doe had helped bring him to the attention to the big labels. But there was really no way to market an assiduously eclectic artist like this. In the end, he was back on Venice Beach, singing in an increasingly ragged voice to pay the rent before his body gave out. What's left in his recordings is a fierce spirit that never gave out, whose bottomless passion already seems timeless and eternal.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Ted Hawkins' The Final Tour on Evidence Records.